is FM.
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people.
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. No Arctic air in sight. That's good news. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers around from time to time. Same thing tomorrow. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow's high, you know, lower 70s look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke, or that you may outlive your retirement, or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy Series, February 21st and 28th. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that war.
Build the wall! Build the wall! I come from a man that's down low to the USA from Mexico. Ignoring all your laws, we'll drive without insurance. On welfare rewards, I am
just got 10 feet taller.
I come from the land of Maine and Blue, where the drug cartels all run the show. Progressives, we're your
this year, and we're going to get them out.
No taxes for our jobs. Money will accrue in. Instead of NGOs, we send it home with Western Union.
I built a great wall, but nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome to the Friday edition of Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Our lesson today is don't take Xanax before a nap between shows. Good idea. I'm Greg. He's
Joey. And here they are.
Rosie joining us today, too. Please clap.
Drink a little extra coffee, then.
I've been drinking coffee.
Yeah. You look good today. That Auburn shirt, I like it. War Eagle.
This is a gift.
Yeah.
From our friends Fun Size Jane and her husband.
Oh! Alan! Alan! Alan!
Well, they know how to dress you then.
It's especially good on a day like this where we've had rain off and on and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have this. Oh, by the way, we had a request from Papa John.
Oh, wow, right out of the gate.
Yeah, 272-9228, because that's what we do on Friday. We play all requests. She had never heard the big battle between Siri and Alexa. So here you go.
Hey, Siri, where can I get some coffee?
One possibility nearby is Corvus Coffee Roasters. Is that the one you're looking for?
I've got this.
Who the heck are you?
This is Alexa, who is asking.
I'm Siri, and he was talking to me.
Well, maybe you should do your job.
Well, maybe you should shut your pie hole.
You want a piece of me?
I could drop you like a bag of dirt.
Oh yeah, you are the reason the gene pool needs a lifeguard.
If I had a dollar for every time you said something smart, I'd be broke.
Which?
Battle axe.
Door quad.
Mouse dung.
Bimbo.
Tramp.
Dragon lady.
The only option I found is Dragon Lady's tattoos on West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights, which averages 3 stars and is moderately priced. Does that one sound good?
Yes, that sounds awesome. I would love to get a tattoo with you. Let's get out of here and let this loser get his own coffee.
Sounds good to me.
Ha 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 ha.
Alexa, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I love a good movie quote. Besties.
I can't believe what I'm reading here. This is mind-boggling. I just saw this on Drudge. We may as well electrify everybody, right?
It's electric! Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
By the way, the Dow is up, 400 points today? 1.75%. That's a hell of a jump in one day. What can be responsible for that? Because we have a president that does everything wrong. If I'm reading this, this is sickening. Colin Kaepernick has settled his collusion case against the NFL for reported $60 to $80 million.
Wow. They wanted it to go away.
That's a ridiculous price to make a person of mediocre talent go away. How did they... I don't understand how they caved in. They have work rules. He violated them over a phony. Mr. Oppressed, right? Making $12 million a year. Tell me again how that works. The NFL and lawyers for players Kaepernick and Eric Reid jointly announced they had settled a complaint of collusion by the players who claimed football team owners blackballed them because they had protested racial injustice and police brutality by kneeling during the playing of the national anthem before games. They're going to get $60 to $80 million? Unreal. Why is it, by the way, I was thinking about this because the baseball players union is tying itself in knots because teams are no longer willing to pay you for what you did and then be stuck paying you a gigantic amount of money when you are literally a statue on the field and capable of playing at the levels you once did.
Hmm.
So the Players Association or a collective, if you will, has big power. So why is it illegal for owners to come to a consensus of opinion on what they should and shouldn't do? If players have that right, why don't owners? Why can't they think as a group too? Maybe I'm missing something here. How come if the NFL owners don't want the stank of Colin Kaepernick or Capricorn, whatever, on their team, because just the report that a certain team would be talking to him brought swift reaction from fans who said, I don't want him on my team. I'll stop buying season tickets. It wasn't just, you know, anti-free speech. It's not about free speech. Free speech is something you get to enjoy in your own time. If I decided not to follow the rules here, I wouldn't be here very long, would I? And neither would you or anybody else.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
We already had one guy who thought he was the rules and Rick Peters was not, and he's been off the air for years now.
Right.
I don't understand. Can somebody, dial up 450 points? It's almost back to the record-setting levels when it peaked at 27,000, I think. It's getting close.
Well, and didn't this happen in the NFL's history for different reasons? Less of a politically charged reason, but with, who was the Bears quarterback? Was it a McMahon?
McMahon?
Yeah, Jim McMahon. He had the headbands where he would write stuff on it. Yeah. And there was some big hubbub about that. And he kept, in that case, actually, I found pretty humorous looking back on it. I wasn't really alive and kicking when it happened. But again, the NFL has essentially said it's settled and there's a non-disclosure agreement. So they don't want to talk about it and they don't want anybody else to talk about it.
It just makes no sense. Why do they cave? And now, of course, the media is hysterical because the president is declaring a national emergency. In the last 2 years, 4,000 Americans have been killed by people who didn't belong here. We lost 3,000 on 9/11. It all happened in one day. That was a true national emergency. Just because 4,000 people were lost over a two-year period doesn't make it any less of an emergency. And that's just the people that were killed. There's sex trafficking, drug trafficking, seal the damn border. But Republicans are so weak. Some of the Republicans have voted to gut Interior. And it's a long list. You know what? They're all beholden to, you know, the businesses that like the cheap labor, I guess. I don't know. Those that voted for it, wait a minute. All right, we got a list of Senate Republicans and House Republicans who voted against funding the wall and forcing the president to use an authority granted in 1976 and used about 30 times. But you see, if it was Jimmy Carter, who was the first, or Reagan, well, anything Reagan did got extra scrutiny. Clinton did it 17 times, Bush 13 times, Obama 12. Obama declared a national emergency over the swine flu when 12 people were dead. And, of course, the media remained silent because he was their guy. So, and by the way, I just posted on Facebook some really interesting facts on today's media. The same people that are always hawking a chonic about white privilege and racist and all this stuff. Most of the media, according to Pew Research, is white males.
Really?
Yeah. News media staffers are not well educated, not as well educated as people in other occupations that require degrees. Media employees are paid less than people with similar degrees on average. Newsroom employees are more than twice as likely as other U.S. workers to be college graduates, but they tend to make less money than college-educated workers in other industries. In school, they took the easy way, working on the campus newspaper rather than seeking more challenging courses. Pew found that 77% have degrees in arts and humanities versus the national average of 23%. 16% have a degree in some STEM discipline versus the national average of 45%. Only 5% have business degrees versus the national average of 32%. The wages show a difference. College-educated newsroom employees make less than college-educated workers in other industries. The median earnings of newsroom employees with a college degree are about $51,000, compared with $59,000 for all other college-educated workers. My daughter did better than that. So what is it? And it's 61% are male versus the national workforce. It's 53% male. Low wages are coupled with job insecurity because they're hard hit because nobody wants to read your crap. You're not newspapers, you're propaganda sheets. You get your talking points from the DNC and everybody knows it. So stop. Even your cartoonists are getting fired for scribbling anti-Trump messages. You're supposed to laugh at that stuff and not get a lecture. East of the Rockies.
Yes, you're absolutely right, sir. I quit taking the local paper because of the. It was just very hard to read.
I go by, every Sunday morning I go to MAPCO. MAPCO has the Sunday Montgomery Advertiser sitting out there, and every week you think it was 1955. It's this, it's that, it's always about some horrible thing that happened. And it gets old. It's like, okay, we know, we get it. There were all these terrible things happen. Can we get into 2019 for once? What's happening in the news? What happened to Hefe and Panera Bread? That's what we want to know about.
There you go.
Spare us the lectures and the violins and all the crap. Get with it. It happened. It's over. It's done. Let's move forward today.
Yes.
Jagoffs.
Yes. So this. I have a special request.
What?
I would like for Mr. Joey to find a song by Weird Al Yankovic that's called Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh.
I think everybody will enjoy it.
I remember
better in a pair of glasses, but him, you know?
Charles Nelson Reilly. I didn't know there was such a Weird Al song.
Oh, there is a song. There is a song. He'll find it.
All right, we will. East, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. Here is Cranky.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hello.
You were talking about you don't understand why they caved. The NFL, why they caved in.
No.
Well, I mean, you consider yourself a moral, upright guy, integrity, going to do the right thing. May not always make the bar, but you try for the bar. You aim for the bar, right?
Try.
You know, you're thinking the wrong way. The NFL, they don't do anything that's moral or upright. It's which way is the wind blowing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they caved in. You know, besides, it isn't their money. It's other people's money. It's the hard-working, middle-class America bubba that's pumped in the billions of dollars into the NFL through all of the thugware and the television and all of the ticket sales and the concessions and all that. That's just free money to them, and they don't care. They think it's unlimited. And, you know, when it starts really getting down low, then they might, you know, reconsider, but then it's going to be too late. I don't care. I hope they gave Kopernik and whoever the other person was every damn penny in the NFL's treasury. That way, they'll go away quicker. They've been irrelevant for years. You know, so what? Let them give the whole show away.
I didn't realize there was even a case. Thanks, Craig. Against the NFL owners, $80 million to Kaepernick for what? Looking like a douchebag with a ridiculous hair, playing the role of victim at $20 million a year. Pretty good. Have you seen the latest on the Jussie Smollett hoax?
Yeah.
They've arrested two people. Nigerians. They must be Nigerian rednecks.
Mm-hmm. I've heard tale of them.
And they were known to him. This is like, you can't make this stuff up. This story has changed so many times, I don't even remember what he said was, but apparently there are Nigerian rednecks in Chicago who wear red MAGA hats look white, I guess. Maybe they had white ski masks on. I don't know. And yelled, this is MAGA Trump, and then beat him up. It's ridiculous. Nigerian rednecks.
It's ridiculous.
Come on, you can't make this up.
Well, I wonder, are those guys being framed, too? Because they found, like, the exact items in their apartment.
Mm.
And it's like, if you did it, why? It's just, it's, I'm waiting for more information, but it's obviously taking a turn towards, what the hell is going on here?
Billy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
I'm doing great. So Kaepernick and the NFL, they come to an agreement. And so pretty much hush money. We don't want to, we want to bury this. We want to move on, get this behind us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see a great parallel that Tim Tebow went through when he was in NFL. Wouldn't you agree?
Tim Tebow was lambasted because the sports media is just as, if not more, liberal than the regular reporting media, and they hate him because he's a Christian and he wears it on his sleeve.
Exactly right. So wouldn't he, couldn't he just right now just hire an attorney and say, hey, you know what? You know, I was kicked out of NFL because I love God.
Yeah.
And I'm a devout Christian. And NFL don't like that.
You know, the baseball reporters are already circling the wagons around the New York Mets because the Mets are inviting him to spring training. And it's like, oh, he's going to take a job from... They're just nuts. They hate God.
Well,
they hate anybody that loves God or believes in God.
The viewing audience that NFL has lost,
yeah.
I can tell you right now, my circle of friends, none of us watch that trashy-ass sports ever again. I don't want to see no overpriced men out there playing football, not in NFL. And college is getting the same way. It's going that way, too. But
well, I'll tell you what, we won't see it, much of it, if any of it, here. Not in Alabama.
But I promise you, I'll never watch an NFL. I haven't watched an NFL football game in 3 years.
Look, college got to button it down because the college football has benefited greatly from this NFL nonsense, and a lot of people have now discovered college football, and they need to keep this kind of political crap out of it, or they're going to suffer the same fate.
Exactly right.
The NFL will never get back those fans they lost. They will never come back.
Well, that's why they wanted to do this, because they're going to try to make an attempt to get the fans back who left, who will never, ever watch a game again on Sunday. And get ready, because you're going to try to see a heavy dose of USA apple pie. They're going to march a few soldiers out there and throw an American flag out there and think that we're just going to be gullible and stupid enough just to suck it on up and just be every Sunday be watching with bated breath.
Correct! Absolutely correct!
Hell no, my friend.
Billy,
y'all have a good weekend.
I appreciate the call. A little bit later, we'll redeem the Baumhauer's winning word for today. Let's take a moment to thank Gulf States Mobility of Wetumpka for the great work they do. The people that protect those freedoms, that give idiots like Kaepernick a chance to take a knee while making $12 million a year, they're making military wages, putting themselves in harm's way for our freedom, and then they come back with a wound or an injury that will require a long-term approach to getting better. And Gulf States Mobility has worked with thousands of our wounded warriors who have come home facing short-term or long-term disabilities or lifestyles that need to be reconfigured. You know, there are three Republican members in Congress. You got Crenshaw, who lost an eye in Afghanistan. You got a congressman from Florida who lost two legs. And there's another one that lost a leg that ran for Congress. And what do you hear? You hear about all these new women elected to Congress, like that hateful bitch in Minnesota. Pardon me. But that's what she is, anti-Semitic bitch. The guys that have made these sacrifices come back, and Gulf States Mobility helps to restore those choices to these lives that have paid such a heavy price tag to keep us free, to keep us safe. So they deserve our support and recognition. A lot of their clients, too, are people who just caught a bad break. Driving home on a day like this where the roads are a little wet, somebody doesn't stop in time, and boom, they're in the hospital facing a long-term recuperation. Gulf States Mobility's been doing this for a long, long time. In their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, they do customized motorized equipment and more, because no two situations are the same. So they have to take a very individualized approach to restoring choices to the lives that have been so affected. 514-6590 is their number. Please look them up and like them on Facebook for the great work they do at Gulf States Mobility with Tumka.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on Cobbsport Road. That'll be right in front of Walmart. Be careful there. 65 and 85 doing okay at the moment. So is the Boulevard. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's say good afternoon to Jenny.
Hello.
Hi.
I had a dear friend that passed away several years ago, and he never watched the NFL because he called it the National Felon League.
Well, yeah, I mean, there at one point, wasn't there an astonishing double-digit percentage of NFL players who had been arrested on felony charges or served time or whatever? Yeah, it's... But people don't watch or enjoy football for the integrity of the individual. They love it for the violence, the action, whatever. So, but this don't kneel... When you're making $12 million a year and tell me that you're oppressed, I'm sorry, that doesn't add up for most folks. It turns them off and it turns them away from whatever message you're trying to create, even if it is legitimate. Thank you for the call, Jenny. A lot of flu going around. Jay Scott off today.
Really?
Dealing with the flu at home. Hi, Rosie.
We're not going to get it. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
No.
I'm just zonked. I'm not sick.
Infusion.
Tomorrow morning at 9:30, I'm going to infusion. I made an appointment with the
ever so awesome and lovely Lori.
Ever so awesome and lovely Lori.
Lori.
Yeah, just a half an hour ago. That's how you know what? That is the ultimate way to fight off the stuff that goes around, is to build up your immune system through IV vitamin therapy and infusion. If we just got your attention with that, call them right now at 296-1662. They're open until 5 on Friday.
Then there's this. Folks, this is Jimmy Dean with Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage. There seems to be a panic in this country with the swine flu. Now, most folks know you can't get swine flu from eating pork. But there are some of you who still think eating Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage will expose you to the virus. Well, I say if you can't fight them, join them. Introducing Jimmy Dean's Premedicated Pork Sausage soaked in Tamiflu. Why wait till you get sick to get treatment? Load up on swine now and protect yourself. And coming soon, Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Premedicated Sausage soaked in vodka. For protection with a buzz, Jimmy Dean's. Have some sizzling at your house.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be in Selma for this year's Bridge Crossing Jubilee. She will participate in Jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. The Democratic National Committee is asking the Alabama Democratic Party to hold a new leadership election within 90 days. The ruling comes after election challenges claimed multiple rules were broken and that the party did not follow diversity requirements. And the Alabama State Department of Education has named Troy University the Green Ribbon School for 2019. The university was recognized for several initiatives, including the Janice Hawkins Cultural Park and its invasive species removal program. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right, I posted the Jussie Smollett update on Facebook so you can learn about the Nigerian rednecks that have been arrested in connection with his attack.
They were getting on a plane to Nigeria when they were apprehended. Did you know that?
I did not. Yes. I heard that there were extras on that show he's on.
Yes.
And then there was a story that it was being written out of the show, but today the producer said, no, he's a valuable part of the show. We wouldn't write him out. I've never seen such a circus in my life. Who knows where the truth is? All I know is that so far it hasn't been told. Anonymous, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Greg. I just wanted to say a good word for your golf team ability.
Oh, we're happy to hear that. Thank you.
Okay. My husband was injured on April 8th, 1970 in Vietnam. And it was a Claymore landmine. I don't know if you know how devastating those things can be. But anyway, he lost both of his legs. The left one was horribly, horribly. It was just messed up terribly. Mm-hmm. But he still had one knee left. But he was a very heavy man, and he required a heavy-duty wheelchair. But as he became, you know, older and everything, we had to go to a motorized wheelchair. And they made sure that I knew how to, you know, take care and lock and load and secure and cover and take good care of that wheelchair, you know. So I just wanted to say those guys are everything they're ever taught to be.
I've heard so many testimonials from people who have had to work with somebody who needed their services about how amazing they are, and I thank you for yours today.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. I just wanted you to know, y'all. Thank you.
Bye. Proud to have him as a sponsor and proud to have you as a listener. All right, let's get with Rich and find out about the rain. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a spring-like forecast for the next few days. No Arctic air in sight. That's good news. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers around from time to time. Same thing tomorrow. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow's high, you know, lower 70s look good. Then on Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, perhaps. It's not going to rain all the time. High temperature in the middle 70s. And a lot of folks have the whole weekend, a whole three-day weekend with the President's Day holiday. More rain Monday and probably beyond that as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
From your first moment in a Subaru, you'll know it was meant to be. And the longer you drive, the better it'll be. Because with Subaru, you know you're getting a car that's in it for the long haul. Come to the Subaru True Love event today. You can get special low rates on a car you'll call a keeper, like the 2019 Subaru Outback. This month, come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on a 2019 Subaru Outback. Montgomery
Subaru. Springtime is almost here, and it's the perfect time to get more at AutoZone. And getting more out of your car battery starts with Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough, so you can always count on a smooth startup. Give yourself peace of mind with Duralast. Proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ready for low prices on your breakfast faves? Time for a Target run. Find everything you need to make your mornings easy. Stop in and get everything you need to fill your bowl with day starters like Cheerios. And don't forget to grab cereals bestie like Horizon Organic Milk, all priced right daily with low prices today and every day. Get in, out, and on your way to take the day. Target run and done.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Kohl. Kohl Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Kohl Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Kohl Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Kohl. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Kohl Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's a story was on the news about a certain kind of flu. Said it would mutate and spread around and take the population down. For the overhyped flu. Now they got people with masks on their face. Is it the end of the whole human race? They say we're all gonna die, that's not true. And don't fall for the overhyped flu. They say swine flu's in your town. Yeah, you better get the school shut down. The problem's gonna flip their wings. And Egypt's killing all their pigs. Never mind the travel warnings to Mexico. For the overhyped flu.
God, you know who took Alexia Occasional Cortex to task today? Joe Scarborough. You know, the guy that looks like the other guy in the log in the movie Deliverance playing the banjo? He ripped into her today. She doesn't understand. At least I don't think so. That she cost New York City 25,000 jobs. By literally putting Amazon in a position where they, after all, they just said,
screw off.
We'll take our business elsewhere. Because on one hand, she's saying one reason unemployment is low because a lot of people have two jobs. Joe said she needs to learn basic things about what it is to be a representative, especially a new one, like with 7 weeks of experience, opening a mouth at every turn, and the media treats her like some kind of a goddess. She is the single most destructive human being that's ever been elected to public office, in my opinion. She showed me, says Joe, she only cares about herself and not about her colleagues. Well, nice wake up there, Joe.
It's what? Amazing that he would even say anything.
He probably couldn't get any from Mika last night, so he's a little testy today. Well, so angry that he's actually telling the truth.
That can happen.
Oh?
Yeah.
Would you like...
Oh, yeah.
Your microphone's over there. Would you care to elucidate?
No!
War on women.
not about how she represents those people would be getting... Here's Kenny from Maxwell.
Hello, Greg. I think Joey's there. And who's the young lady?
Rosie. Hi, Kenny.
How you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing fine. You kind of stole my thunder there, talking about that situation. I wanted to give a big shout-out to the great state of New York. I'm ashamed to even say I grew up there now.
What's happened up there,
for
Kenny?
Choosing this great woman who was a bartender and has now caused you all these jobs that, you know, would have really been good for the people that are unemployed or maybe give them a step up in pay. And, of course, what it's going to cost the state in revenue. And I'm just laughing at the Democrats now having their little implosion in New York State because, you know, look what you voted for. Look what the people in that the district that she represents. Look what you're getting. So a big shout. I didn't think New York State could really top themselves after voting for Hillary when she just so, you know, hey, I'll pick a
What's
seat.
What's wrong with these people, Kenny? They let a carpetbagger like Kankles waddle into the state. They give her a Senate seat. They elect a governor who just piles tax after tax on companies and individuals, and they leave New York, and then he whines and pisses and moans. I didn't really have enough revenue because people are leaving your hellhole in New York. That's why, jackass.
I talked to a friend of mine yesterday who I haven't seen in a while, and she said, Kenny, in another couple of years, I'm leaving New York. I didn't think there was any other conservatives.
Here's a stunning poll. This was on Breitbart today. I want to mention it before I forget it, Kenny, so forgive me for being rude. 53% of the people currently in California want to leave.
Yeah.
They want out.
Yeah.
Because they can't afford to live there. Yeah. And what are the leaders of the state doing? Letting in more illegals, letting people crap in the streets of San Francisco. If they brought back the TV show Streets of San Francisco, they would show Carl Malden scraping dirt off his shoes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Unfortunately.
We were talking about it yesterday, and I said, and these idiots keep voting for the same type of people that they're complaining about their taxes going up. But you keep voting for the same thing.
Well, they do, and they get what they deserve. Kenny, thanks for the call. Can we play something for you today?
Baseball season's already here with the spring training, so if nobody requested the first baseball game.
Sure, we could do that. It's great.
Thanks.
Bats and balls. Fastballs popping into catcher mitt. 6 days till the first spring training game.
No, hold on. For those of us who are younger and, a bit sarcastic, occasionally it might appear
as
though.
What do you want, a Salerno Buttercrookie milk? What do you need?
No, you just made a reference there that I didn't understand.
The streets of San Francisco.
Yeah, what kind of boomer?
Oh, my gosh. Iconic. Yeah. Carl Malden.
Michael Douglas launched his career on that show as Carl Malden's partner. Carl Malden's nose.
Cop show.
Yeah.
Excellent.
In gritty San Francisco. But if they brought it back today, when they're running down the streets of San Francisco, they'd be going, because there's human crap all over the place.
It was the precursor to Nash Bridges.
They have.
Sure.
They have.
I believe everything. No, I don't know Nash Bridges either.
Oh, no.
The city, although the first one would have been more appropriate, the city of San Francisco spends $84,000 a year to one person to go around and pick up the poop. Not from dogs, from people.
I would not go there.
I think they should supply the homeless. I'm not being serious, folks. So they should supply the homeless with smartphones and make them download the app Places I've Pooped.
They have an app for poop in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true.
A map.
An app, yeah.
Yeah, show you where not to go.
But don't say nap because I need one. And I don't need to start thinking about it. All right, we had a request from East of the Rockies. And it was for a Weird Al song called Charles Nelson Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how long this is before I...
I think it's 2-something.
Charles Nelson Reilly. You know who that is?
No.
It's not exactly Carl Malden. But Michael Douglas.
Charles Nelson Reilly was a mighty man. The kind of man you'd never disrespect. He stood 8 foot tall, wore glasses, and he had a third nipple on the back of his neck. He ate his own weight in coal and a screen of diamonds every day. He could throw you down a flight of stairs, but you still would love him anyway. Yeah, you know you'd love him anyway. Oh.
I like the music.
With two flat tires and a missing chain. He trained a rattlesnake to do his laundry. I'm telling you, the man was insane. He could rip out your beating heart and show it to you right before you died. Every day he'd make a host of match game. Give him a piggyback ride. Yeah, do a piggyback ride.
We'll be right back. you know, the whole idea of turning Charles Nelson Reilly into this super-powered human being.
Wait, but Greg, did you see as we were playing that Rosie's face? It was contorting into all sorts of disbelief.
Well,
and
we were watching
horror.
The video.
Right, well, that too.
And some of the images were a tad graphic.
Well, I hope the radio audience
wasn't
offended.
They were disturbing.
Yeah, but that's Weird Al.
East, you and I are going to have a talk.
And you, if you report before 6, you can get it out of the way today, East. 348ers, JD.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I've always thought Joey had a great intellect, and I thought he just had a good idea about the poop app. Mm-hmm. The only problem I foresee with that is they'll never be able to afford to give all the homeless cell phones when they're too busy giving all their money to illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm. They don't get it, man. Half the people want to leave that state, and I think they should just go ahead and secede, because right now they have nothing in common with the rest of the 57 states.
I think we should build the wall around it.
Yeah, let's protect us from California.
Exactly.
It used to be we only worried about their screwy fashions making it out of California infecting the rest of the country. But now,
you're
down, man,
the border wall between Mexico and California, and just go up California and let a free run go in from Mexico.
There you go.
I think that would be a great idea.
I appreciate your call.
Love the show as always. Y'all are great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And Rosie, you're originally from California, right?
What's this story in Aurora, Illinois today? Hang on. Fox News should have something on this.
A little bit I've seen is the shooting happened probably at this point about an hour or two ago. And all officers in stable condition.
Oh, here's disappointing news for you.
Oh, Lord.
Questions after Ocasio-Cortez's boyfriend gets congressional email account.
Oh, man.
When she has a boyfriend?
Apparently. So there goes your dream.
Has he put a ring on it?
No.
On what?
No.
Her finger, Greg.
Well, she just...
You know, there's some generational loss in translations that go on, but I think we put rings on fingers.
Angel moms confront Jim Acosta after Rose Garden clashed with Trump over border emergency. Hey, you little
good for them.
Idiot, you didn't question Obama when he declared a national emergency after 12 cases of fatal swine flu. Thousands have died. Enough already.
Wait, this is you on Xanax?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Your brain must be like a furnace.
Furnace brain.
Furnace brain. I've never had that one.
Well, no. You've come up with a new situation.
Jay Quellen.
Furnace.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
Oh, well, Jay Quellen isn't with us today. This is Rosie.
Yes.
We have been blessed. We are building a constituency of women co-hosts who are knowledgeable, smart, fun, yes, understanding.
Wise.
And compassionate.
Right.
I have a suspicion, and I just know because I don't think this way anymore, but I did at one time think like some guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to mention anybody to name my daughter's husband who think ahead, well, I'll just wait till this holiday passes and then I'll drop the divorce bomb, you know? And you'll see after Valentine's Day a wave of filings. That's just the way it is. Now, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, their practice is geared to men who need representation, especially when it comes to matters of custody, because prejudices still occur in the court system. However, if you want competent representation in a divorce matter, they'll consult with you. 819-4810. Here's the deal. Let me just make it real simple. Since I've been down this path several times, I've learned the hard way on a lot of things. Trying to negotiate, trying to manage the legal aspect of your agreement is bad. Focus on the changes that you can handle yourself, and there are many that come with a change in lifestyle that a divorce will deliver. Everything, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but added in the sum of their parts, they're major life-changing events. Let them handle the legal part of it. Negotiate an agreement you can live with, which is so critical. And that way you can focus on making yourself whole again on the other side and moving on with your life without feeling like you're dragging an anchor with you. That's where they can make an enormous difference. And they're two of the nicest, most compassionate women you will ever meet, but they will represent you with tenacity in the courtroom, and that's what you want. News Talk listeners get a big discount on the initial consultation at 819-4800, but I would urge you to visit their website or pass along to somebody you may need at divorceformenalabama.com for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Kind of obvious Jay recorded that before he got the flu. Jay's a trooper. He doesn't, none of us take days off for little stuff. But the rule of thumb here with our buttery boss is, if you got a fever, do us a favor. Do everybody a favor and stay home.
Yeah.
Because these, well, you've been in the radio business. Did you know that about Rosie listeners, that Rosie was a Larry Stevens discovery?
Yes.
That wasn't a hard decision for him to make, to hire you. I'm sure it was quite easy.
He trained me well. I'll have to tell you the story about that sometime.
Well, we got lots of time.
We do.
The whole afternoon. You can
more than 2 hours.
You want to hear my story?
Yeah.
I went all around trying to find out about radio because I loved radio. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be as good as I could possibly be. So I talked to a lot of people up in Nashville, Birmingham, various places. And they all said, you know, if you are really interested in radio, you need to talk with Larry Stevens. Well, I met a guy named Jay, not RJ, but Jay, who was in Selma, who had worked for Larry. And he said, he worked with me on an audition tape, and he said, work on these things, then send it back to me. I'll send it to Larry. And in the meantime, he talked with Larry. Larry was looking for someone. Mm-hmm. And he told me, you know, come down. He got the tape. And the interesting thing is that it was a 4-hour trip to Montgomery at the time. Because from up in Cullman.
Okay, yeah.
And there was no, the interstate was not completed yet. So when I had to drive that kind of distance, I would fill my car up with all kinds of snacks because eating kept me awake. Mm. And I had boxes of Cracker Jacks in there. So when he called me back and he said, come for an interview, I got ready to come down. I was so nervous because I had called Jay, and Jay said, now look, when you go in there, this is what you need to do. And basically, he was telling me, wow him with your radio persona. Mm. I said, Jay, I have been in radio all of about 18 months. If I try to do that, he's going to see right through me. Mm. I can handle myself on a job interview, but, you know, I have to be myself. He said, okay, well, just go in there and blow it then. So that made me really nervous because he was the guy that set up the interview. Mm. So I was getting on the interstate to come down for the interview, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I said, Lord, I believe you're in this. I believe you orchestrated it, and I believe if you're in it, all I have to do is go down there and be myself, and he will hire me for the potential he sees in me, not because I'm a great radio personality. So I said, that's it. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. Opened a box of Cracker Jacks, and there was a little disc in there, and guess what it said? Be yourself.
Nice.
I said, okay, man, I flew all the way down. And when I came down and Michael Jackson's Rock With You was on the radio, I felt like, you know that bridge when you come over? This was in February. We had had a snow. It was shining. It was like the way to Oz.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is a dream come true. And I came down. He hired me, and he told me later, he said, you know why I hired you? And I said, why? He said, because you didn't try to wow me with all your radio knowledge. He said, you came in, you were wholesome, and he said, I can work with you.
Boy, you know, that's such a great story. You know, for me, it was much easier. I just showed up at a station. They said, you're gifted.
But you were, and you are.
And you look good today.
You are. Yeah.
Stop it, Joey. God, Joey. See, you set it off. Here's Marianne.
Hey, good afternoon, you handsome gentleman and beautiful lady, Rosie.
Hey, how are you?
This is what I'm talking about.
I'm doing... You know, you two, Greg, you and Joey really need to live up to your reputation here.
What reputation?
For being the handsomest, funniest gentleman here on in the Tri-County area.
How about if I put a bag over my head with Rich Thomas's face taped to the outside of it? That's
hey, those wedding pictures were phenomenal.
Oh, yes.
And I, oh, and my gosh. Let me tell you, I want to set up an appointment with Emily and come by the office and look at them.
Oh, man. The Facebook postings are great. I look at those pictures and I think, wow, what a good-looking bunch.
You got that right. But anyway, it's just, I mean, that's a beautiful radio station all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Greg? The famous grandson of mine,
yes,
Mr. Connor, is in the back seat. If you could give me about 15 minutes to get out of the car and get back in it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Could we hear some shaving cream so we can sing in the car on the rainy afternoon with
yes,
it?
Yes,
yes. And this is dedicated to Mr. Connor.
All right, Mr. Connor, shaving cream coming your way in about 25 shopping minutes or so.
Thank you so much. You guys are angels. You know that.
Well,
you're our radio angel.
We are angels.
She's got to get rid of that hot key. You know that? I love you guys. Be careful.
Thanks,
Marianne.
Thank you.
Bye. Jeez. It's gone wild. Absolutely wild. We got to hit the traffic dungeon at 4. I'm going to go down and grab myself a big breath of fresh air. Stupid. Stop it!
It's Traffic Center. We have an accident. Madison at North Hopper. That's going to be the latest accident.